910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 36% of people in an ABC News Ipsos poll say they trust former President Donald Trump to do a better job in office. 33% say they trust President Biden. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they should think about perspective.
3 or 4 years ago, you couldn't get toilet paper. 3 or 4 years ago, we were in the middle of a pandemic that killed about a million people.
30% of respondents say they don't trust either man, and as a rematch looks likely with Republicans who criticized Trump over January 6th now endorsing him, that group includes South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace.
I listened to my voters in South Carolina, and they've moved beyond January 6th.
U.S. drops humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, the ship has departed Virginia en route to the region to build the temporary pier ordered by President Biden. Oppenheimer leads the way with 13 nominations at tonight's Academy Awards. They begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on ABC. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There aren't enough nurses in Wisconsin. Nursing instructors are warning about one particular nursing school trying to get established here. More from Mike Moan.
The Arizona College of Nursing faces scrutiny in other states over regulatory issues and claims that at least too many students saddled with debt and no career pathway. Barbara Nichols with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing encourages aspiring nurses to prioritize schools with an established track record. She says the trouble is those schools don't have enough instructors.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
She says they hope to soon see results from a Wisconsin initiative, which started 3 years ago, that offers loan forgiveness for nurses who take on teaching roles. Leaders at Arizona College of Nursing argue the educational system should provide better support to these students, such as mentorship programs on campus. While obtaining a nursing degree does require some clinical training, she notes there is some flexibility for other required courses.
The schools have a combination of in-person as well as online, and that's the best. So I think you need to look for those schools that provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
And Nichols feels it's better to wait for an opening at a long-standing accredited program, arguing they're better suited to provide a quality nursing education. And for students who wouldn't have trouble temporarily relocating, she says it's worth it to explore programs in neighboring states. Wisconsin is graduating around 3,000 nurses each year, at least 2,000 short of what's needed. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette wins a close one on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles came back late to put away Xavier 86-80 in Cincinnati. Cam Jones with 30 points. Tyler Kolek still out.
I tell the guys that before the game, it absolutely was an incredibly big win for us. Not only because it's a Big East road win, but because I think our guys actually have played pretty darn well with Tyler out.
That's head coach Shaka Smart. Marquette now with the third seed headed into the Big East tournament. Hockey, the men's Big Ten tournament. Badgers skating to a 4-2 win over Ohio State in Game 2. Game 3 of the series tonight at the Kohl Center. In Minnesota, the Badgers women's team beat Ohio State in an upset 6-3 to win the final faceoff title. And the winners in the girls' state high school basketball finals were Arrowhead in Division 1, in Division 2, Pewaukee winning its first state title, and Division 3, Edgewood High winning the state championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. Right now, it's 28.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
how to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of Hollywood, the winners, the losers, and the forgotten, on the music of the stars. It's Oscar night tonight. No, I'm not going to be watching. You should, though. See what they offer for best song. It's kind of what we're not used to. I can't speak for you, but tell me, you remember An Affair to Remember, and It's Hard Out There for a Pimp. I believe it is. That was a winner decades back. Hollywood, hooray. For the good music. Of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Frank Cordell.
How much will it be? I warn you, don't give me a fancy price just because I'm rich.
Lady, you got the wrong man. I had some trouble with my car, a flat tire. I pulled into your garage until I could get a spare. I thought this was an empty house.
It is not. Get out.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you lost your friend. And I don't think red is the right color. Wait a minute. Haven't I seen you before? I know your face.
Get out, or shall I call my servant?
You're Norma Desmond. Used to be in silent pictures. Used to be big.
I am big. It's the pictures that got small.
I knew there was something wrong.
They're dead. They're finished. There was a time in this business when they had the eyes of the whole wide world. But that wasn't good enough for them. Oh, no. They had to have the ears of the world, too. So they opened their big mouths, and out came talk. Talk, talk.
That's where the popcorn business comes in. You buy yourself a bag and plug up your ears.
Look at them in the front offices. The masterminds. They took the idols and smashed them. The Fairbankses, the Gilberts, the Valentinos. And who have we got now? Some nobody.
Don't blame me. I'm not an executive, just a writer.
You are writing words. Words, more words. Well, you've made a rope of words and strangled this business. But there's a microphone right there to catch the last gurgles. And Technicolor to photograph the red swollen tongue.
Wake up the monkey.
Get out!
Days, huh?
Add more joy.
Some towns no longer have a movie theater. What happened? You know what happened. also killed a lot of the great songs. You would think it would be the other way around. Entirely true.
Tonight I have a friend with me here who is hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just... just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and... forget my troubles and worries and...
Would you start out with watching a little bit, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. A few hours a day at first.
And then how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and you... How long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I see. That leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Well, why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless...
I got a TV set in my car, too, you know that?
In your car?
Oh.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and do you realize I'm missing Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah, yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15 hours a day.
Well, that's why I came here, too, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me... happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a set.
Turn on that set, will you, Ken?
No, I that set is not connected. That is not...
Turn it on, will you?
No, that is not...
I'm starting to get... these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh, Ken!
There's probably
turn
nothing
on,
but an old, late movie.
I don't care!
It's not worth it!
Turn it on!
Listen,
please.
Read this
please.
Book. Here,
please,
try this. Here's a little Adler comic book. Man.
I gotta get over that. Turn it on!
All right. Let
Holy
me help you.
Pains are
let
too
me
much.
Help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right. See
oh, there he is. I don't
shameful,
need the audio.
Shameful.
No, I don't need the audio. It's just
shameful,
a video.
Shameful, shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing
feel
I
much
can do
better.
For you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. My gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. And he's all hair.
Television, television.
I'm sick of it.
Television, television.
Hey, Mr. General Public, do you realize that we got a generation here of staring eyes? The women never bother getting housework done. They just sit around gawking at television. The kiddies never run and playing out of door. On top of that, they never reading books no more. You ask them who's the father of our countryman, they say was either Walt Disney or Ed Sullivan.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. The burglar comes sneaking in and break the latch, while Grandma, she is looking on the wrestling match. She throws him on the floor, although she's 90 years old. She says, I got him with a step-over toe hold. Turn on Elvis Presley and my daughter scream. I fear she have a nervous breakdown cause of him. I wonder why he wiggle waggle to the beat. As a boy he must have had a loose bicycle seat.
Oh, television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on television. Children of the country eat their dinner, you bet, but they eat it sitting in front of the TV set. They got pudding in their ears from the north to the south, from eating while watching and missing their mouth. Last night a very unusual thing occurred. The baby, he is saying his very first word. I have him on my shoulder for to make him burp. Instead he open his mouth and say, Wyatt Earp.
Oh, television, television. Television, television.
I watch the late, late movie, then I climb the stairs. Get into bed and have television nightmares. Complete with bad commercials that repeat all night, both incompatible color and black and white. Someday my son grow up and want to go to sea, so he probably go and try to join U.S. Navy. They give him aptitude test, man, now here's the rub. They find him best suited for watching Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, television, television. I'm a sick from a looking on television.
I got the weak in the eyes, weak in the head likewise, from sitting and looking on. Sing it again, man.
Television, television.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You now live in a world where you never run out of milk. DoorDash.
Right here I have these red and white popcorn boxes. Let me go ahead and give you a closer look.
So these are all of the popcorn boxes. This is a pack of 50, but they're also come in different sizes. For example, 200 pieces. So they come nice and flat which going to save a lot of space, especially if you have a popcorn machine. You can just slide these right underneath there. It's gonna work perfectly. These are made out of nice, good quality material, and they are recyclable and disposable as well. They're also microwave safe, so if you did need to heat them up, you could do that.
Go take me out to the movies. I'd rather stay home and relax. I'll tell you the trouble with movies. It's too darn many popcorn sacks.
Let me take off my shoes and run barefoot through your hair.
Oh, but Charles, I always thought you wanted...
The big main feature lights the screen. The hero beats the villain back. Then comes the climax of the scene. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. The mystery picture's in a mess. The cops admit the case looks black. Just when the crook starts to confess. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack. It brought back silent pictures. And that's no gag. The loudest sound department is in the bag. On comes a girl in tights are wrong. Cut so in front and low in back. She makes a deep breath for a song. Rattle, 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 popcorn sack.
I'm gonna drill you, see? And you know why, Jack? Now, I'll slug that mug with a popcorn sack.
When Katherine Hepburn speaks her part and gives out high dramatic art.
Or the Calla Lilies will soon be back on the chest of that pest with a popcorn sack.
That salted butter rattler soon drives you nuts. You must eliminate him. No ifs or buts. It doesn't mean a doggone thing when Mr. Jolson starts to sing. The noise comes from the guy behind. You turn and shoot. You fall down smack. You think now you have peace of mind.
Bimbo!
Pulls another popcorn sack.
By Jones and Company, and here's Danny Kaye at the movies.
Manic Depressive Pictures present Hello, Fresno, goodbye. Produced by Are You Manic and Directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no.
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mutz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dopes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Gropes, based on a Joe Miller's jokes.
Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it. And you'd still like to see it. But no.
Art direction, Finkel Puff and Theory is Minerva Buff photography. Alonzo Tech recorded sound as Needleback upholstery by Zachary, Nick Knackery by Thackeray, Terpsichore by Dickory, and Dickory by Doc.
Now finally, finally at last, comes the picture. And what do we see?
The same old beautiful curvy scales.
The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time, it already boys, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of a pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And if
up from the gulch rides a hunk of man, he is a hero, Cowboy Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too. I've got the wagon wheels inside of me. I've got that old cactus in the hide of me. I've got that. The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral, eating her heart out. She is Mary Swann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said, "By Jove, a girl, baby! I shall raise her as my own daughter," which he did. But she wants to tap-dance a Cowboy Dan who she met on this trip and who was love at first sight, wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she's eating her heart out.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song, because she is also a coloratura soprano. She is beside herself. Her favorite position.
Oh, Father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas, bar none.
Bar none? Why, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, it can't be. But it was. He rushes to Mary Swann. Mary Swann, you must help me out. Can you tap out a message in code? This is her big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is Heinrich von Schlucken von Rodes Blumen Heiden de Glubed Ölske Schmerzen behassen geulde gehölmene helmene flomene geplangene Ölzern tulmene has knallt mit de ölden grune Ölzern halsmugehöl el mnenehöl. The dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and cow displayed and eitin' flat. So, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end? But now. Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian bombshell? I wish you would come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And every night, all they want to do is
grab a partner, swing away, a cherry blossom, lime, and orange, and jay. Grab her by the teeth and swing her by the hair, and you will make a peach of a pear, oh, grab.
So here we are back in Fresno, California. And this is where you came in. But do not fret, my friend.
This is a picture that ends in the middle for the benefit of the people who came in the middle. This is the
It's Danny Fisher. Nobody better. Eddie Fisher.
Once upon a time there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours, dreamed of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend.
just the word of the day. Just tonight I stood before the tavern. Nothing seemed the way it used to be. In the glass I saw a strange reflection. Was that lonely fellow really me?
It's a Sunday night in Stanley, Wisconsin. Population 3,600.
Yeah. All right, that's 75 cents.
And the Stanley Theater is hopping.
Here's the sizes, and then here's
the butter in my popcorn.
We use real butter. Everything we have is quality. We don't skimp.
There you go. Thank you.
Cecilia Esslinger has been standing in this lobby selling movie tickets for nearly 50 years.
Two adults and what? Four kids?
In 1968, Cecilia and her brother drove from Milwaukee to northern Wisconsin looking for a small business to buy. A realtor showed them the Stanley Theater.
Make an offer, make an offer. So he said that about 10 times. Finally, I made an offer. 2 weeks later, Milwaukee, here they call me up and say I own a theater. Let's see.
She'd never run a business, wasn't even much of a movie buff. But she learned.
If I'm wrong, let me know.
Thank you.
I did everything. I did all the booking and the books and the advertising and the ordering. And
I know.
Back when she started, prices were listed in cents, not dollars.
First took over, it was 40, 60, and 75. That was the prices. And I sat in the outside ticket office to the street, and that was very cold in there.
Cecilia lived in a little apartment above the theater, but not for long. She soon met an old bachelor farmer named Daniel.
I met him, and he was nice and this and that. He said, I really need help. I'm alone. He was a bachelor. He had dishes up to the ceiling, and they were very, very, very dried and dirty. And he says, well, how much do I owe you? I said, nothing. If you would like to take me out for dinner or something, that'd be great. I bought the theater in September. We were engaged in November. We were married in February.
Mm-hmm.
lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
Fred and Ginger spinning madly.
Songs and romance.
Life is a dance. Sitting in the dark.
Commons in Franklin. This is typically the home of the Milwaukee Milkmen baseball team. The baseball season is on hold right now. So starting tonight, the parking lot, this facility here, is doubling as an outdoor movie theater. That's what all that honking was for before, because they were getting ready for the first movie to start playing. They're calling it the Milky Way Drive-In. They plan to show movies starting today through Labor Day. And with movie theaters closed right now due to the pandemic, people can't go to those theaters. So they're coming here tonight to take in a show. It is a double feature tonight, opening night. The first movie behind me right now is just getting underway.
We fully anticipate that we'll be selling out all weekend. So the response has been great. People are, you know, recalling memories of the past when they, you know, whether they snuck in or the steamy car kind of stuff. So it's been cool to watch those emotions get evoked.
We happy just to get out of the house. Me and my wife still able to get out and work, but this right here, just to see people, is perfect, you know. Just the human contact, to see people, that's just the best thing right now.
That's just the movies.
Oh, all right.
Ernie? Joanne?
Good evening. Well, how are you, Harry?
I have the honor of being the first.
Two adults?
That's right.
Enjoy the movie.
Thank you.
For this one?
Good evening, Dolores. Evening,
how are you?
Hi. Fred, it's good to see you. Enjoy the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Eric.
Pleasure. Thank you for coming, Tom. How are you?
Good.
How are the children?
Oh, they're fine.
Good evening.
You better hurry in there, folks. The movie's about to begin.
Thanks.
You're gonna like this one.
Two, please.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the show.
Just a good-looking pan, and any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. That phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's bazookas to get their names up in lights, all armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a
The community came to the Lincoln for the latest films, vaudeville, and her signature specialty, jazz. Her stunning main floor theater and second floor ballroom stage hosting performances from legends such as Count Basie, James Brown, Miles Davis, Sammy Davis Jr., Duke Ellington, Etta James, and Columbus native Nancy Wilson.
It was a vibrant neighborhood. A lot of wonderful people here, hardworking people. Those were the days before we had an Interbelt, and I always felt that the construction of the Interbelt really separated us a great deal.
Construction of the I-70 and I-71 highways divided the King Lincoln community from downtown, and the Lincoln Theater was forced to close her doors. Over the next three decades, the vacant theater suffered a great deal of damage and was eventually slated for demolition. Walls which once echoed with the thunder of legends had crumbled into decay. In 2002, Columbus Mayor Michael B. Coleman announced that the King Lincoln District would be revitalized and the Lincoln Theater would be the cornerstone of his plans for the neighborhood's revival.
The vision for this theater is that it become the catalyst for neighborhood development, become the catalyst for seeing King Lincoln District be lifted up, as well as a catalyst for uplifting African-American culture and arts, performance arts, dance. You know, we need to go national, which this theater will help us go national, but maintain our community ties while developing jobs and opportunities in this area of Columbus.
But that's what the theater's about, a challenge.
Well, whatever I am, whether it's a new me or an old me, remember, I'm still just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment, believe me. There is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest red-nosed comic in burlesque, and I show you an entertainer. We're all
Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
Or the bride with the guy on the side.
Or the ball where she gives him her all. That's entertainment.
The plot and the hot simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex.
Where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk is thrown out of work.
By the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Reading the will or the chase for the man with the face. That's entertainment.
The dame who is known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen. A swain getting slain for the love of a queen. Some great Shakespearean scene where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray, the American way. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
A salute to the movies. Lou Regani for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When we part, I hold your memory.
And this has been the Music of the Stars. Again next week, 7 till noon. With the luck of the Irish. And until we meet again. Your dreams alive.
I'm not alone.
And reach for the stars.
When two sweethearts care as you and I, there's no sadness in the world. Goodbye.
The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.